Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Into the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
We've been doing a lot of movie reviews lately, so we're finally playing a game again. Yes. And we're doing Guess the Movie by the Poorly Explained Plot, which I'm very excited for.
I'm excited, but I'm also nervous. Like, I mean, like, this could either go really good or really bad.
Yeah.
And by bad, I mean, like,
we might just not guess anything. Oh, that too.
Oh, I was going to say too easy.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That might be the worst outcome.
Yeah. We tried to overprepare.
Yeah. Because we always end up, like, underpreparing, and then we have to, like, pause and find new things. I forgot what we did. It was the Guess the Movie or the Review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully the second time we do that, it's a little bit better.
I like that one a lot. I want to do that again soon.
Yes. Because that one girl on TikTok does a great job. And I'm just like, how do you figure this out?
Yeah, right?
She really got to scroll.
Yeah, you do.
One day.
Do we just want to jump into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start.
Okay. My first one for you is...
Wait, are we using our letterbox for help or no?
Do you want to try it without first and then we'll see how that goes? Sounds I think that's good. What we did last time.
Yeah.
I did pull some of these from, like, your all-time faves list, and it's not that long, so, like, I'm also worried that might help you.
Okay.
Okay. My first one is, a group of people gather for a dinner party.
Oh, Clue.
Yeah.
Like, Lord.
I'm like, damn, I might get her with that one, just keeping it very vague.
Because I was like... I feel like a lot of people gather for dinner parties and movies I watch for
that's why I'm like, okay, maybe.
But I just watched Clue, too.
I couldn't think of a better one for that.
Just watched 2 months ago, but it's always fresh in my mind. Okay. My first one is, a theme park is in danger because of frog DNA.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That was my next one.
Good thing we have extra.
Mine was a science experiment gone awry. I like yours better.
Yes. Thank you.
We might have to get more. This is how it's gonna go.
I don't think it will.
Okay.
Because I think the rest, or the majority, I don't think you would have. Jurassic Park, I kind of figured.
Yeah. We might. Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. Extremely horny couple is almost robbed by a long missing family member.
Extremely horny couple is what it's really throwing me off. Because when you say extremely horny couple, I was obviously thinking 50 Shades.
No.
By a long time.
Long missing.
Was this in my all-time favorites?
I don't think so.
Okay. Extremely horny couple.
It is something you watched within the last year.
Sam, I watched a lot of movies in the past year.
I know.
A horny couple.
Should we, like, have a lifeline? Like, if you're really stumped, then it's, like, allowed to use the diary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the missing family member.
That might be your best bet, but, like, I also don't know.
Can I have a genre?
Let me see what they categorize it as. So I want to know if I agree. Uh, Oh, I do not agree.
What do they have it listed as?
Fantasy is their number one, and I don't agree with that at all. I'm gonna say like a family movie. In it's something that like a kid could watch and it wouldn't be like bad. So it's not 50 Shades.
Okay.
Almost.
I'm missing family. And they were robbed?
Almost.
I feel like that almost should be a helpful hint.
I don't know. I don't think it's like super helpful. I think where you want to focus, if I may, is on the extremely horny couple. And then couple that with the genre I give you and see where that takes you.
Extremely horny
I didn't
couple.
think this one was that good. I'm kind of happy.
And I watched it in the past year. Okay, was it part of last year's scavenger hunt?
No. You've seen this before. Like, you've seen this a few times. It was in like the last like 6 months of the year. I watched it and then you watched it. You can pull up your diary if you want.
What? What?
I wish I felt like experimental enough to add music in behind these.
It's not intolerable cruelty, right?
No.
And you watched it too. Oh, so that
Yes.
wouldn't make sense.
Yes, I did. I don't even know when you watched Intolerable Cruelty.
Was
What?
good because I got it now. The
What is it?
Addams
It
Family.
is the Addams Family. That's why
That
I'm like,
was so
focus on the
good.
horny couple part because
Horny
your
couple.
review is literally, I too would not be able to keep my hands off of Morticia Adams.
That was a good one.
Yeah. It was either that one or I was going to do values, but I couldn't figure out a way to like sum that one up because there's a lot that happens in that one.
I kind of forgot I watched that,
Yeah,
so.
I watched them and then I saw that you watched them like a couple days later. I'm like, ah, spooky season.
Yes, that
Thank you.
was a good one. Okay. This one I found somewhere, and I was
Okay.
like, it's too good not to poke because I think it's really difficult. Hopefully, it is. Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to country of birth and experiences culture shock.
What?
Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to country of birth and experiences culture shock.
Immigrant adoptee. And experiences culture shock. Oh my God. You know, when you said that you found like a really good one online, I was expecting it to be Twilight because everything that I looked up for like poorly explained movie plots was Twilight. So I was just expecting you to give me this and I'd be like, oh yeah, it's Twilight.
No, I tried to do movies I knew as well because I
Okay.
wouldn't know how to start explaining movies I've never seen.
That's smart. I'm really stumped on the immigrant adoptee.
That's fair.
But like I also feel like that's a really big clue to whatever this could be.
It is. You have to stop thinking it in the sense that you're probably thinking of.
Okay. So there's. Sorry, they come to the con. What was it?
Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to country of birth and experiences culture shock.
It feels like it's right there, and I don't know what it is.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
What kind of hint do you want?
I don't know. Give me something.
It's a family movie.
Okay.
Like anyone, any age can watch it.
Is it The Parent Trap?
No.
Oh, dang it. Oh, wait, she's. No.
I don't know if you watched this year, but or last year, but you've definitely seen it.
Definitely seen it.
I'm pretty sure most of America has seen it.
Annie? No.
No. No, it's not.
I'm stuck on the adopted part, I think.
It's like a weird adoption.
Okay.
It's not like your normal adoption.
Immigrant adoptee brought back to the country. Repatriate means like just like brought back, right? Okay. Country you're born. Experiences culture shock.
Not necessarily forced back to country either. I didn't want to say
No.
that. Okay. If
And it's a
you
weird
want to use
adoption.
your if you want to use your letterbox, you can.
Okay. Is it on my letterboxed?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I didn't think it was, but it is.
Okay. We're just gonna scroll to the bottom real quick.
Okay.
I really have no idea.
I'm glad I put this one on. I knew it would stump you.
Because, like, I don't even have any, like, guess, really.
I don't really like this movie, and I don't know if I've ever told you that, so I don't know if that's helpful.
Okay. Is it Enchanted? No, you like Enchanted.
No, I like Enchanted. Okay, now I'm going back to make sure it's on your list.
And it's a family movie.
Yes. Right, yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah. If I say my next hint, it's gonna give it away.
I have no idea.
Focus on the culture shock, too.
Culture shock. Not Matilda.
No.
Man.
I'll give you a time frame.
Okay.
Early 2000s.
Okay. I'm pulling up my stats
Okay.
of just whatever I watched from the 2000s.
Okay.
It's kind of cheating. I don't care. Is it the Grinch?
No.
Damn it.
You're closer.
Close.
In like the theme, like the
Is it Elf?
time of, yeah.
What the hell?
Was like, you have
That's
to like
a
take it
really good
li
one.
yeah. I was like, you have to take the immigrant adoptee very loosely.
Yeah, you really do. I wouldn't have got that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I watched that during this Christmas. I went to like the very bottom of my list and I'm like, okay, so like I'm maybe I watched it back like early.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't
you
know if you watched it.
you don't like this movie. I do know
I
that.
don't like I don't think it's a good movie. Like
Damn.
it's okay. Like I don't think
Yeah.
it's like the hype it is.
Yeah. No, that was a really good one. Okay. Now I just feel out of the game. Okay. A woman solves a murder with the help of a pair of shoes.
With a pair of shoes. I watched a lot of murder shit, so this is not helpful. That was the only thing. Gone Girl's not really solving a murder.
No, it's more like solving a mystery case
Yeah.
or a disappearance, I guess.
A pair of shoes. A murder.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, those are very vague to like
Well, I was
the
thinking Devil
movie.
Wears Prada,
No.
but that's not a murder.
No.
Oh, Legally Blonde.
It is Legally Blonde. As soon as you see the Devil Wears Prada, I'm like, okay, she's kind of on the right track here.
With a pair of shoes.
When the pool guy, she's like,
Oh,
he's gay. Yep.
right. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
Thank you.
Took me a second. I was like, pair of shoes?
Well, then, like,
Wow.
as soon as I read it to you, I'm like, wait, was it shoes?
Yeah, it was.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
He's
yes, okay, it was.
gay.
Yeah, it was.
Warner, what kind of shoes are these? See, gay men's nose designers. Straight men don't.
Yeah.
You know, I did notice a shared tape in the pool house once.
Such. I need to rewatch Legally Blonde. It's been
Yes,
a
you will.
minute.
Okay. Next one. Two unemployed men overcome their hate for one another and try to fit into society.
Repeat.
Two unemployed men
Is it
overcome their hate for
Stepbrothers?
one another. Yes.
Nice. It was the hate for each other, and then I'm like, I
Unemployed.
love Stepbrothers.
I haven't watched that in a while.
It's horrible, and I love it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's amazing.
Sometimes I forget that's Katherine Hahn, and I just think that's
Right? Because
amazing.
she's blonde and I'm not
Yeah.
used to seeing her blonde. It's weird.
Yes, it is.
It's also weird seeing her just fall in love and have sex with John C. Reilly.
Yeah,
But
very odd.
good for her. Okay. Movie night takes a dramatic turn.
I want to say bodies, 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 but I don't think it's that.
I almost put bodies, bodies, bodies on here, and I was just gonna go human, 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 and see where that took you.
Movie night takes a dramatic. It's in the horror genre.
Yes.
Was it Scream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to do something
I was
with
like,
Scream,
I
and I
feel
didn't
like
really
that's
know. I was going to do
too.
prank call, but I'm like,
Yeah.
no.
I was like, I feel like that Scream's too basic. And I was like, no, that's literally the opening scene of Scream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang.
A family's first Airbnb experience goes completely wrong.
Is it us?
No.
Barbarian? No, that's not a family. Family's first Airbnb
Use
experience.
Airbnb very lightly.
Okay. Really thought it was us. Now I'm like thrown because that would have been a really good way to describe us.
It's not us. And is us an
No.
Airbnb?
No. But
Oh,
I just
okay.
thought like maybe like because they're on vacation that
Okay.
maybe.
It's not a newer movie.
Okay. I didn't think it was, but is it in the horror genre?
Yes.
That almost makes it worse. And these are all movies you've seen, correct?
I will say I haven't seen this one.
Okay. Is it Last House on the Left?
No.
Have to take
There's like a major hint I can say. You really don't get it, but I'm
yeah.
saving it for last.
I feel like I know what it is. It's not plumbing. Is it The Shining?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Okay. That yeah, that does go wrong. That does
Just a
go
little.
quite wrong. It's better when they're like so vague that like they don't even sound like themselves.
Yeah.
Lesbians on a crime spree.
Lesbians.
Take that slightly loosely.
Oh, Thelma and Louise.
No.
Really?
No. That would have been a good one, though.
Is that I was originally thinking Bad Moms, but they're not.
They're not on crime spree.
No. Lesbians on a crime spree. My other guess was Wild Things.
I thought you might think that it's not.
Not. Okay.
I didn't know how to. I haven't watched that one yet, so I didn't know how to
No,
like
huh? Okay.
give you a plot for that one or be able to help you with hints.
And I'm using lesbians very loosely.
Yeah. I have another way I wrote this one with just an
Okay.
added word. So if you want a hint, I will maybe give you that. I don't think it's actually that helpful, but.
Let me try to think of it.
Okay.
Oh, what? Chicago.
No.
No. God damn
No.
it.
Again, I couldn't think of something for Chicago that wouldn't just give it away.
Clearly, I just think I've watched a lot of lesbians on a crime spree.
It's a great genre. Be gay, do
It is.
crime.
I'm thinking. Is it a comedy?
It has aspects. It's not like primarily a comedy, but like it's funny.
It's like Yellow Jackets, where it's like not a comedy, but like it is a comedy.
Yeah, like it has its
Okay.
moments. It's got like people who have good comedic timing, I feel like.
What's the other word you were going to add in?
Lesbians and MILFs on a crime spree. Take the MILFs and run with that, but take the lesbians slightly loosely.
No, something wrong with that. Is this all my all-time favorites?
Yeah.
God damn.
Feel like you haven't watched this in a minute.
I clearly must have not. Lesbians and those archives. And I haven't watched this for like any scavenger hunt or anything like
No.
that.
You just genuinely like this movie.
Love this movie, which makes this worse.
Yeah.
Smash Wars. I'm trying to think what I have on this list. It's been a while since I've put things on this list. Mills. Mills. Are they in like my top tier Mills?
Maybe not your top tier, but some of them are definitely like ones like you and I like.
Ocean's 8.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank
That's why I'm like lesbians, like question
you.
mark,
Okay.
Sandra and Kate.
Yes.
And then like the MILFs, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of them for us personally, but like
Yeah,
for the
no.
most part.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Thank you. I love that movie.
It's been a
Also,
while since
throwback.
I've
I need
seen
to
Ocean's
rewatch
8.
that one too.
Such a good movie, though. Such a good movie.
So good.
When's like Ocean's 9 coming out? Seriously,
Right,
though.
that's all I want. Because
Like they did
didn't they even leave
Ocean's
with like a
11, 12, and 13. Like,
like
where's 9, 10?
didn't they leave like a plot twist too, or like at the end where like George Clooney shows up? Did I make that up? Or is he still alive?
I have no idea. Don't even think there was like a post-credit scene or anything like that.
No, it was just at the very end. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, next one, the ice bucket challenge.
Titanic.
Yeah.
I only know this one because I read it too. So I'm
Fair
sorry.
enough. No,
I'm sorry.
you're good. I was like, I don't know how else to put this, but I feel like that's
I don't think
perfect.
I would have got it if I hadn't read it. So,
Really?
no.
Okay. Okay.
Because, like, I don't know. I don't think I would have went to Titanic. Because that isn't
That's
immediately
fair.
what I think of when I go
Take off.
Titanic.
That's fair
That
enough.
is very good, though. I wish I hadn't read that one. Because for some reason, even in my head, even though I knew what it was, I almost said Edward Scissorhands, which doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It makes no sense. But anyway.
No.
This is one of my favorites.
Oh God.
Mother
Okay.
brings child to non-child friendly venue. It took me a minute to word this one, so I hope it sounds okay.
Mother brings child to non-child venue. What baby to a bar? Am I right?
Yes,
Sweet
you
home
are.
Alabama. Oh, that's a
I'm
good
like,
one.
I need to work that in somehow. How do I word this?
You have a baby
In a
in a
bar.
bar. I got three more at home. Queen Melanie Linsky.
I love her.
Same. Man enjoys napping.
Man enjoys napping. And this is stuff I've seen.
Yes.
Inception?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. I like that. I like that a lot. There you go. That everybody's like, how do you describe Inception? There.
He enjoys sleeping.
He really does. He really does.
He does. I mean, same, bro. Same.
Honestly, yeah. I don't want to nap like him. His
No.
naps scare me. It's fine.
I've been dreaming more because of that.
I've been dreaming like crazy lately. I fell back asleep this morning and had like three more dreams in like a 20-minute period. And I'm like, woman invents sitting on a chair.
Oh, basic
It
instinct.
is basic
I
instinct.
was like, I know it's probably hot if this
It
woman is
is,
sitting on a
yeah.
chair.
Yeah,
It is very
it
hot.
is, yeah.
Very much enjoy.
I should have used what color is the dress? Just because we're not looking at the dress.
Oh no. At all. okay. Family vacation to deliver plants across the country.
We're the Millers?
Yes.
Damn, we're getting good at this. Breakfast is the saddest meal of the
Kramer versus Kramer,
day.
because I was thinking about putting this for you too.
Okay. It really is.
Was like, how do I make this not about French toast, but how do I make it about French
Yeah,
toast?
you have to make it about French toast.
Because then I was thinking, try to make me make it about Meryl,
And her no screen time.
but looking stunning as ever.
Oscar winner gets no screen time.
Screen time?
An Oscar winning movie.
Yes. But like Jonathan Groff got a Tony nomination for literally being on the stage for a total of 8 minutes.
Good for him. It's
Yeah,
impressive.
it is. Oh, did I just
You.
go? Oh,
I just
yeah.
went.
Girl's voice saves club from closing.
Coyote Ugly.
No.
Those boys saved club from closing. Damn, I really thought that was Coyote Ugly. Okay. Saves club from closing. Is it a musical? Or just
I
like
wouldn't
has like.
define it. It has
Okay.
music. I wouldn't
Yeah.
define it as a musical, though.
I'm like, if it's a musical, man, we're gonna be here a minute.
No.
Feel like I'm cheating. I can't look at stuff. Woman's voice saves club from closing. And I've seen this.
I've seen it too.
Yeah, so it's kind of ugly.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I purposely put this on here for that reason because I knew you were going to choose Coyote
Because I
Ugly.
just rewatched Coyote Ugly not too long ago. I love
And people
Coyote Ugly.
say this is going to give it away, I feel like. These movies have the same exact plot, but in different fonts. And one is better than the other, in my opinion.
What movie is similar to Coyote Ugly? I want to watch it again, apparently.
Yes, you do. And it's
Empire.
better.
No, you haven't seen Empire Records. I feel like I should have this.
You should.
Because I think I'm going to be really pissed when I get it.
Yep. You will be.
It's the same plot as Coyote Ugly.
A while ago, I think I sent you a video about this.
We send each other a lot.
I know we do.
I'm trying to think of like a movie where a club comes into play.
Maybe not a club.
But like some kind of venue.
Yeah, like performances.
Is it Camp Rock? No, you don't like Camp Rock.
Oh, I hate Camp Rock. I've
Don't know why that was
never
what came to
seen.
mind.
Oh.
It's throwing me on Woman's Voice because I can't think of a movie for some reason where a girl is singing. She is singing, correct? Okay.
She's singing. And she's actually singing.
Yeah, because she does not sing in Coyote Ugly.
Just no, think about that. That
She
she
is.
is singing.
I hear you. I don't know what it is. Do I like this movie?
If you don't, we have problems.
Is it
This might
Mamma
be on my,
Mia?
no, this might
No.
be on all my all-time favorites list. I don't remember if I added it, but it is.
And I've watched this recently.
I don't know recently, but you've watched it. Think of Icon.
Is it Burlesque?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now think about the plot of Burlesque and think about the
Yeah,
plot of Coyote
no,
Ugly, and it's literally the same exact thing.
you're very right.
But Burlesque is obviously better.
Yeah, Burlesque has Cher.
Exactly. And Stanley Tucci.
Oh my God. That was stupidly hard to me. Like, I
Like,
watched
literally
Burlesque,
just think of singing.
I think I watched Burlesque like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But like, even still. Sorry, I rewatched Burlesque 2 years
Oh,
ago. I've
okay.
seen Burlesque a lot.
Okay. Was like,
Guess I'll have
just
to
think of
rewatch it
singing.
again. Yeah.
Like, literally bringing down the house.
Oh my God. It really does have the same plot, though.
It does. Because, like, I watched someone.
I will give one thing to Coyote Ugly. Two things. I want to work at Coyote Ugly. Two, Maria Bello makes me feel things.
I'll give Coyote one thing, Melanie Linen.
Yeah!
That
Also, John Goodman is too pure for this world.
is very
I
true.
adore that man.
Yes.
But Burlesque has Cher and Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
Final, rewatch Burlesque. On my leg.
Yeah, so the TikTok that I saw like literally started explaining like small town girl moves to the city to make it big and think she's a singer, and then I was thinking Burlesque at first, and then she said something that made me think of Coyote Ugly. So I think she said something about her mom or friend or dad dying, something like that. And I
Yeah,
was
the
like, oh,
mom
that's Coyote
died.
Ugly. And
Yeah.
she's like, well, if you thought of this, she's like, now you see Burlesque and Coyote Ugly have the same plot. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
You have really good ones. I don't like this game. Okay, but extra about it, Stanley Tucci and Boa.
Iconic. I need Cher, Meryl, and Stanley in all in a movie together.
Oh my God,
I don't think
imagine
I'd
if
be
Meryl was in
surviving
that.
that. Kill it. I need Cher and Meryl to do a musical number together. Like, Mamma Mia
Right?
doesn't count.
Yeah, they technically didn't even really do it together. Southern Blonde owns a salon.
Still
Yeah.
Magnolias. Was like, are you trying to trick me?
No.
Okay. Man impersonates friend in order to become a father.
Big Daddy.
Yes.
Okay. A gay man and a Brit board a Swedish man's boat and a friendship forms.
Mamma Mia,
No,
here we go
it's
again. Or Mamma Mia.
just Mamma
Miss Mamma
Mia.
Mia. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
I'm like, you're gonna get that one, but like Mamma Mia has to be on
Has
here.
to be on there. Okay. Man falls in love on the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
Yeah.
Private Idaho.
Oh.
You haven't seen that? That movie just begins
No.
with him on the side of the road, and for some reason, that's where
Okay.
my mind went.
Use this
Pretty
very
Woman.
vaguely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he does meet her on the side of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Extremely awkward family dinner. Extremely awkward family dinner.
Family. What's the genre?
Four.
That's what I figured, but like.
That's my last one, though.
Extremely awkward film. Hereditary.
Yes.
I
Don't you raise your voice at me, you little shit. I am your mother. I love her.
Okay. Wow, I'm surprised we didn't have a lot more crossover.
Right?
It's
But
okay.
I wonder if any of the ones you had for me were ones I thought about putting on for you. Because there were some I'm
Okay.
like, okay, I feel like you might put this on for me, or
Okay.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
So these can go qu pretty quick. They might.
Okay.
Town is ruined by animal stampede.
Jumanji?
Yes. Man goes on a manhunt for himself.
Man goes on a manhunt for himself? Identity thief?
No.
Like for himself, like he's looking for himself.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Or he does.
On a manhunt for himself. That feels obvious, and I don't know what it is.
It's not that obvious.
Okay. Genre?
Especially if you haven't seen it in a while. What did you say?
Genre?
Oh, thriller?
That's what I was afraid of.
That's what I would put it as.
Okay.
Let me see what
No, I
Letterboxd
was just
has.
like expecting you to be like, oh, it's like a Disney movie. I'm like, okay, fun.
Letterboxd have it as
Your box genres are weird.
Thriller, mystery, drama.
And you said I might not have seen this in a while?
Yeah, I don't think you've seen it in a while.
Okay.
I watched it for last scavenger hunt.
I literally just went through your scavenger hunt movies too. That's so annoying. And I've seen this. Shutter Island? Yeah, that's a good one. That I tried to think of something I could put on there for you, and I'm like, I have no idea. I have to rewatch that.
Yes. I was like, how do I fit this one in but make it make sense?
That was a good way.
Thank you. Okay, I have three more. This one I found on another one too. A gaggle of misfits mistake themselves for one another.
Gaggle of misfits mistake themselves for one another. Not Goonies.
No.
Oh, misfits. Annie? No. I'm thinking on Gaggle of Misfits. I don't know if that's where I should be focusing, but
Yes, but think of it loosely.
okay. I don't like how good you are.
I found this somewhere else.
Is still. Did I recently see this?
No.
Okay.
I've seen this. It's not on my letterbox, though.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
Is it online?
Yes.
Okay. What do these folks mistake themselves for one another? Not
It's
Freaky
been,
Friday.
no, it's been made in the last decade.
Can I get a genre?
They say horror. I think it's more of a thriller.
Us?
No.
I was not expecting that to be horror.
I don't really think it's horror.
Bodies, bodies, bodies.
No.
It's not on your letterbox. It?
No.
I'm stumped on the mistake themselves for one another.
Don't you think of it in the context that you're thinking of it?
I don't know how I'm thinking of it. Maybe in the last decade, and it's a horror movie.
Not like this decade, like last decade.
Yeah, like the 2010s, right?
Yeah.
What even came out in the 2010s? And you've seen it.
Don't know if you know when I've seen it, but I
What?
have. I don't know if I've ever told you I've seen this, but I have seen it.
Okay.
And I don't think it's scary. Which I feel like it should be a huge help.
Yeah, it should be. Because you don't watch that many horror movies, so I feel like I should know it.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods?
But you said, did it happen in the woods? And I was like, what?
I won't ask for a hint, but I don't know what else you can give me. Did you watch this? Like, it wasn't a recommendation for me, correct?
No. The director of this movie is a big name.
I have no idea.
You want to use your litter box?
Yeah, I think I have to.
Here, I'll give you one more hint.
Okay.
It's going to give it away, though. There's a sequel to this movie.
Not the Conjuring.
Nope.
What the back? Not a Quiet Place. Oh my God. I'm trying to think of what would have a sequel. I mean, like, everything gets a sequel
It's not
nowadays, right?
like directly correlated to the first movie, but there's characters from the first movie that are in the second.
Okay. What Silence of the Lambs? That was not within this decade.
Oh.
I feel so dumb. I have no idea.
Don't feel dumb because it is really hard. Think of a lot of people, but also not.
Harry?
No. There's a lot of people, but the cast is small.
The cast is small. That helps a little bit. And it's on my letterbox.
Yes. You didn't really care for the movie. That's helpful.
That might be helpful. I think what's throwing me is that it's a horror movie.
I told it's not really horror.
It's a sequel. Your house is simple.
And the director is a big name.
I feel like I should know this.
Well, if you don't really care for the movie, you're not going to
That's
remember
fair.
it. Think of a lot of characters,
We're going back to my
but
stats. I
not
was
a
trying not to go
big
through my stats.
but not a big cast.
Okay.
See, a lot of characters and not a big cast should be like
It
really
feels like it
helpful.
is. Man, I have no idea. Knives Out.
No. A lot of people and a small cast.
I don't know what it is.
Are you giving up?
I don't know. Is it Black Swan?
No.
I hate that movie. Split?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, that isn't a horror movie. I mean, it is, but like,
But
yeah.
it's not.
No. Oh my God. That should not have been as hard as it was. That was a really good
I'm
one.
saying a lot of people, but a small cast. So
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say a lot of personalities.
No. Yeah, I really didn't. That movie was fine. Damn, good job. That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you to whoever wrote that. Okay, I have two more.
Okay.
Woman spends majority of life impersonating herself.
Woman spends majority of her life impersonating herself. Impersonating herself. Ten minutes. I spent so long on Split. Spends majority of her life
Impersonating herself.
impersonating herself. Impersonating herself. I feel like that impersonating herself is not that literal, correct?
No, it is.
Okay, damn it. Genre.
Horror.
Oh my God. I never even think that they're gonna be horror movies. That's the thing. Oh, Us?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good one too. I've
Last
guessed
one.
Us so many
So
times.
many times, and I was gonna say, I didn't want to say that you guessed it already.
Who even knows if I would have got it at that point? My brain is mush now.
One more.
Okay.
Dead children save a boy's life.
Dead children? Oh, Black Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. You know what? I'm surprised didn't make this for either of us. I
What?
couldn't think of anything for it. I'm surprised neither of us put mermaids. I
Oh,
could not think of anything. I was gonna do Catholic guilt, but like, or I was gonna do really misleading costume party or something like that.
yeah, I don't know what I would put for mermaids.
Sex almost kills little sister.
Drunk swimming.
Sister Katie's tank. Still my favorite Letterboxd review.
Yada yada yada.
Body oddy oddy. My God. That was
I
really
feel like
fun.
normally I do really bad at these, but
Yeah.
this time you did.
I'm very proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Literally, the
We should do
bigger, the
that again
better.
sometime, though. That was really
It
fun.
was.
I like that. I almost
Yeah.
put Thelma and Louise, and I was just going to put women and see if where that took you because that was the prompt.
I was like, okay, literally any movie I've ever watched,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely should do this again.
Yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
Wild.
Oh my God, yeah. Can't believe Split took me that long.
Because it was like hard. Like you're
It.
actually thinking of like a group of people.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Ah. Okay. Speaking of movies, though, next week we're doing our scavenger hunt wrap up. How many do you have left? Do you have
I
five?
think I have five or
Okay.
four or five, something
I
like that.
have technically 7.5 because I'm in the middle of watching Death Note Society.
Okay.
So we're
Wow,
getting
I
close.
finally caught up.
I know. I have not, I've been
Okay.
really slacking at watching movies because I saved all the ones I actually want to pay attention to for last. So now I'm like, well, darn.
Yeah, no, that's me too. Like
But like now
the
I just
two,
kind of like made like a mini list of movies like I do want to pay attention to, but like it isn't a big deal if I don't.
yeah, what else?
So like more like while I'm doing my makeup or something like that.
No, yeah, I'm really annoyed. So the last four I have left is the Florida Project, which I don't really care that much to watch. I could turn that on at work, but it's The Prestige, Prisoners, and Don't Worry, Darling, which are all movies I'd want to pay attention to.
What ones do I have left? Well, I have Dead Poets Society, Gia, Eyes Wide Shut, Scarface, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Requiem for a Dream, American Psycho, and The Matrix. All really long movies, too.
Yes.
They're all, I think, 2 hours except for Requiem for a Dream and American Psycho.
Yeah,
Or
I
sorry,
think
2 hours or longer.
the Florida Project is just under two, and I think everything else is above two.
We got this.
Oh, fucking time. I'm kidding. I will make time.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
feel you.
Prisoners is 2 hours and 33 minutes.
I'm pretty
Who the
sure
fuck makes a
Scarface
movie
is
that
like
long?
3 hours.
Who the fuck makes movies that long?
Apparently, whoever made that.
They're crazy. Crazy,
Agreed.
crazy.
Although I like that the point of this was to like clear off our watch list.
No,
I
I've
bet
added
it's so
more.
much. Yeah. So
Yeah,
annoying.
it is.
Yeah, my one friend is also doing a scavenger hunt, like the one we did last year. And so now she keeps watching stuff, and then I'm like, damn it, that looks really good. I have to add that to my list now, and then we're back at
Yeah.
square one.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should play a
But
game of
that's what we'll
who
be
can
doing tomorrow.
clear up their watch list fastest.
Oh God, my watch
This
list is so
is
long.
long. Mine's not that long.
Mine's 73.
Okay, mine's definitely not that long.
And I think the ones, some of them are ones that are on my scavenger,
I have
if I'm not
21.
mistaken. Yeah, most of them are on my scavenger hunt, at
Okay.
least. Or some of them are, like for what I have left, but I need to clear it out. Some of them I don't really care if I watch any of them. I finally started a list of movies I want to rewatch because sometimes I'm just like, I really want to rewatch a movie. Can't remember which one it was now.
Yeah.
So.
All the time.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we'll be doing next week. Wish us love.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.